Welcome back to Trinity of Family at Christmas. And we've been talking about genealogical records, what you could do to leave a legacy, what things you may need to write down about not only your family and the relatives, but background and what you want to say to the generations that come after you, so that whoever is reading this in the future will have a great record written down of who you were as a person and what you wanted to say, and in particular, your faith. As I wrap up now, there are three things that comprise or summarize the Trinity of Family at Christmas. And I have chosen three R's, the letter R. The first R stands for recall. Recall Christ's genealogy and birth. Take some time to reflect on reading Matthew chapter 1, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. If you just gloss over it, you could miss some of the nuggets that are there. Slowly read the genealogical record all the way down to verse 17. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Christ. So recall Christ's genealogy and birth by reading both the Matthew account and the Luke chapter 23 account. The second R is remember. Remember your natural birth. It was neither a mistake nor was it trivial. Down through the ages of your family, it was plotted. Your bloodline, your blood lineage, the line of the ages. Try and remember your birth date, your birthday in the sense of not it was on such a month, such a day, such a year, but your natural birth, the things that evoke the memories of your natural time from you were born, growing up. God will spark a couple of things in you that are good memories. Some may not be pleasant, but he may want to heal you, open up the wound again, and then cleanse it and completely heal you. So your natural birth, it's not a mistake. It's not by chance. It's not trivial. It's important to God who numbers the hairs on your head. And you need to be encouraged that your natural birth is there for a purpose. The third R is to rekindle your spiritual birth. Just like your natural birth was plotted, your name is not blotted out of the book of life once you were born again of the Spirit. Your spiritual birth is now in the hands of God, and that is to be cherished. Rekindle, fan into flame that moment when you knew that Christ was yours and he was yours. You know, first love is a passage we hear of in the church of Ephesus, that they were neither cold nor hot, they were lukewarm. And sometimes we can become lukewarm in our walk, not in our works. Don't confuse lukewarmness with works, or equate that better works or harder work or more work equals being on fire for the Lord. It's about the heart. So rekindle at Christmas the joy of Christmas, the birth of Christ, your birth, and your spiritual rebirth that only came about because of the birth of Christ. The three R's: recall, remember, rekindle. When you're looking at your genealogy, don't focus on or even argue about what your heritage or your family is in a prideful way or in a negative way, ethnically and otherwise. Enjoy the blessing of what is good and what God has done. He has placed you in that family for a reason. The the values are especially as it relates to your faith. Understand that if God had recorded the names that you see in the record of Christ's genealogy, the record of the names we found in Genesis, that we find scattered throughout the rest of the Bible, that it's there for a reason. It's there because it's important to God, as your name and the generations to follow you is just as important. So pay attention, not a fixation to it. The most important one is the bloodline, Christ's bloodline, his seed of salvation. Abraham, the father of faith, is what it's counted as. And to just rekindle that memory and to be consider yourself blessed. Think and reflect on the family, what legacy you can leave, and write it down to preserve it for future generations until Christ returns. So I hope this has just encouraged you in some way, that Christmas can be a depressing time for some people, especially those who are by themselves. Reach out to somebody who perhaps may be by themselves and encourage them. And let's get the joy of the birth of Christ back in our lives, especially during these difficult days that we're in. You know, it is good to celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ was born. God bless you. And Father, I pray now that you will speak to people individually and collectively. And may this year, this time of Christmas, not be viewed as a holiday, not just be viewed as a time for feasting and food, although that is a part of it and the celebration, but Lord, may we fully grasp the holiness and the peace and goodwill to all men, that the Savior of the world, for unto us a child is born. May we never forget that. May you fan into our hearts the flame of joy to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.